And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here is the rock and roll news for the week of August 12th. This week in 1957, Frankie Lyman officially split with the Teenagers. Pete Best auditioned for and became the drummer for the Beatles. He was actually a Silver Beatle this week in 1960. In 1962, he was fired by the Beatles. And also this week in 62, Ringo Starr became the official new drummer for the Beatles, and it happened at a Cavern Club concert in Liverpool. The Jefferson Airplane performed their very first concert at the opening of the Matrix Club in San Francisco in 1965. The first Fleetwood Mac concert happened at the National Jazz and Blues Festival in London, England in 1967. In 1970, this week, Janis Joplin performed her final concert, and it was at Harvard University. In 1971, King Curtis was stabbed to death in front of his New York City apartment. Curtis Mayfield was paralyzed from the neck down in an onstage accident in Brooklyn, New York in 1990. Carl Fizer from the Olympics was shot and killed during riots in the Watts section of Los Angeles this week in 1965. Scott Walker from the Walker Brothers was hospitalized after being found in his natural gas-filled London apartment this week in 1966. In 1958, Buddy Holly married Maria Elena Santiago in Lubbock, Texas. The original Woodstock Festival began its three-day run this week in 1969 on Yasgur's Farm in Bethel, New York. The Dave Clark Five signed a five-exclusive film contract this week in 1964 with MGM. Buddy Holly and the Crickets played the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York, and were booed. And they finally won them over, but it did take 3 days to win over the audience this week in 1957. The Guess Who received their first American Gold record for These Eyes in 69. The Beatles performed for the first time outside England in 1960. It took place at the Indra Club in Hamburg, Germany. And Margaret and James Brown were those who attended Elvis Presley's funeral, who passed away this week in 1977. And Treasure Island Oldies will have a tribute to the King of Rock and Roll in this week's Rock and Roll Reunion. Fats Domino was honored by the Recording Industry Association of America as an American music legend in 2007. Dave Clark Five vocalist Mike Smith was pulled off the stage by fans in Chicago, and he broke two ribs this week in 1965. Cold Jim's Records released the very first Monkees single, Last Train to Clarksville. In the studio, the Four Lads recorded Istanbul, Not Constantinople in 53. The Supremes recorded Baby Love in 64. Brenda Lee cut Sweet Nothings in 59. 10 years later in 69, the Guess Who recorded American Woman. Willie May, Big Mama Thornton recorded the original Hound Dog this week in 1952. Bobby Darin cut If I Were a Carpenter in 66. Ricky Nelson recorded Bebop Baby in 57. Also in 57, the Everly Brothers in the studio, they recorded Wake Up Little Susie. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap recorded Woman Woman in 67. The Hollies cut Stop, Stop, Stop in 66. Bobby Darin recorded Lazy River and Artificial Flowers this week in 1960. And the Crests recorded 16 Candles in 1958. Birthdays: Joe Jones, born in 1926. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits at 68. Buck Owens, born in 1929. Rod Bernard, 78. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family, 59. Dan Fogelberg, born in 51. Jimmy McCracklin, born this week, 1921. Dash Crofts from Seals and Crofts, 78. Steve Martin is 73. Larry Graham, bass player with Sly and the Family Stone and the leader of Graham Central Station, is 72. Bobby Helms, born this week in 1933. Johnny Thunder is 86. The late Jackie Brenston, born in 1930. Bill Pinkney of the original Drifters, born this week in 1925. Songwriter Jimmy Webb is 72. Barbara George, born in 1942. Ernie Freeman, 1922 is his birth date. Edie Gourmet, born in 1928. Keddie Lester is 84. Fess Parker, 27, was his birth year. Al Hibbler, born in 1915. Gary Loizo from American Breed, born in 1945. Mark Dinning, born in 1933. Georgia Gibbs in 1919. Johnny Preston in 1939. Sonny Till from the Orioles, born in 25. David Crosby from the Birds. And, of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash is 77. Bobby Caldwell is 67. And Dave Baby Cortez is 72. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 12th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog at TreasureIslandOldies.com, then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.